this week began with Shavuot B'Tammuz. This week that began with Shavuot B'Tammuz in the Haftoros, we read three Haftoros, the Shalosh the Paranusa. After Tisha B'Av, we read the Shiva de Nechemta. Three of Poranius and seven of Nechama. And we begin this week with a Haftorah. Divrei Yirmiyahu ben Chilkiyahu. And in many aspects of this Haftorah, that is supposed to begin our thinking process of the 3 weeks. So Rambam writes in Hilchos Tainis, the reason we have Avelus, the reason we have Tainis, is to reflect on the Golus result of our Avelus. And Kol Zman was still Bogolus, that means we're still Averus. That means besides whatever you may read in the literature of the people who tried to found the State of Israel and tried to decide that the Golus will end when we take the Golus in our hands to end the Golus, Rambam writes differently. Chazal tell us, kol dor, every generation, that the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt in that generation, it's as if it was destroyed in that generation. What does Chazal mean? Nebuchadnezzar brings, the name of the Zohar, Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, took great pride that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. They believed that they conquered the God of Israel, Shem Elokei Yisrael. And Zohar says they made a mistake. It was like grounding already ground flour. As we say in Eicha, Klal Yisrael had a false sense of security. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was so Kodesh that anyone who went in a way that he wasn't supposed to would die on the spot. When the Kohen Gadol went in Yom Kippur to do the Avodah, they were choshed that maybe he would change the Avodah like the Tzedukim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if he would do that, he would die on the spot. And they never knew. They gave him a shvuah and the like. But just in case he did, it was Meshanev Memaisa HaKatoras, and he would die on the spot. The question is how to get him out. So they used to tie a rope around him so they would be able to drag him out. The intensity of Kedusha there was such that if a non-Kohen went in, Chas V'Shalom, he would die on the spot. There are all sorts of levels of Kedusha. So how is it that a Roman emperor, a Babylonian emperor, could go in and destroy it? Zohar says, because the degree of Kedusha, the amount of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, reflects the degree and amount of Kedusha that is within Klal Yisrael. And when the Madreg of Klal Yisrael goes down, in a parallel way, the Madreg of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim goes down, so by the time Nebuchadnezzar came, the whole Beis HaMikdash was an empty shell. Klal Yisrael had sunk to such a low Madreg in their Ruchnius, there was an empty shell. It was like grinding up ground flour. There will be a Beis HaMikdash if the level of Klal Yisrael, the Kedush of Klal Yisrael, allows it. There will not be a Beis HaMikdash if the level of Kedush of Klal Yisrael does not allow it. So if there's not a Beis HaMikdash today, it means that Madrega of Klal Yisrael doesn't allow it. And if somehow it would be built, it would be destroyed. Because there's no justification for it when our level of Kedusha does not necessitate or allow it. So, the purpose of the 3 weeks is for introspection. Introspection of the Chorban Bayis Rishon, introspection of the Chorban Bayis Sheni, to Mesaking the Averis of Bayis Rishon, the Averis of Bayis Sheni, and to lift ourselves up, and to deserve a Beis HaMikdash. One of the prakim in Eicha begins, Mi ten roshimayim ve'eni mekor dima ve'evke. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would only give me the ability to cry, Mi ten roshimayim ve'eni mekor dima. We're misabel on the fact that we don't cry enough. We're misabel on the fact that we don't appreciate that which was lost. Remember, in 1967, after the old city was conquered, tremendous simcha. So right before Tisha B'Av, certain rabbi announced, this year in Tisha B'Av we don't say Nachem. Why? Because we have Yerushalayim. And my Rebbe Zichron Levracha said, what are we misabel on? Our political control? Let's assume it was political control by a nation of 100% Jews, an army of 100% Jews. Jewish control. Let's say it was a country of 100% Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, an army of 100% Torah Mitzvahs. Who cares about political control? We misabel on the Golos Hashchina. We misabel on the Histaltus Hashchina because of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And Kol Zman, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and it's Histalkus HaShechina, so it's Avelus. So I remember asking him at the time, I understand all of Nachim, the exception of two words, by Valyul Ligyonos, that is controlled by a foreign army. And that's before the current situation that the Wakaf was in charge of Arabites. It was up for grabs at the time. And he said, apparently Chazal b'chachmosam ha-merubah understood that ad bias ha-goel, till Mashiach comes, we can have a Beis HaMikdash, Harabayis will be under non-Jewish control. V'kachav, chacham odef minofi. That is our avelus. The avelus, we are misabel for ourselves. We're misabel for the fact that we haven't introspected enough to deserve a Beis HaMikdash. We haven't brought ourselves up. Either avodah zarah l'ra'ah shfichas damim or on sinas chinam. haven't done enough. And that's why we have to think where in our lives what caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash and how we, each in our individual, and it's not enough to say, okay, yesterday the Prime Minister of Israel announced he's giving permission for every Chavar Knesset to go up on Har HaBayis. And then the whole discussion, will Jews be allowed to daven Har HaBayis? That has nothing to do with the Jewish religion. It's anti the Jewish religion. The serious shy of Chiv Kores, anyone who goes on Har HaBayis. And all the people have it all figured out. Pemchidus Kvot Torosim Arama. We do not know the exacts. There's so many different shitas of the exact position of Har HaBayis that we really don't know. But that's not what the Gula is all about. The Gula is understanding who and what we are as Jews and what Churban means to us. Yirmiyahu begins. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Yirmiyahu Anavi tremendous koichas hanefesh from birth, that he should be able to have an incredible position and spiritual powers. Navi laGoyim nasaticho. I made you a Navi for the Goyim. What do you mean? Yirmiyahu was a Navi for the Goyim. We have a whole sefer of all of his Navuas for Klal Yisrael. So what does that mean? V'omar. And now, of course, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them those Kochos and Nefesh. As we discussed last week, it doesn't mean they automatically was in that Madrega. He gave him a tremendous potential. And it took Yirmiyahu tremendous avoda to rise up to that. So Yirmiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Ano Hashem Elokim, Kinar Anochi. I haven't reached that potential. Vayomer Hashem Elai, Al Tomanar, Ki, Al Kol Hashlocha, you'll do whatever I tell you. Es Kol Hashat Tzavecha Tadabe, and you'll say whatever I tell you to say. Al Tirav Neha, don't fear the Jewish people, or don't fear I have given you power over all of the goyim and all of the kingdoms. Lintosh v'lintotz lahavid ulaharos livnos v'lintoa. You are running the world. What do you mean he's running the world? Means, if he has a nevuah, then Nebuchadnezzar will do something. He has a nevuah, Nebuzaradan will do something. Or he has a nevuah about the Jewish people. Nebuchadnezzar has no independent koach. Nebuzaradan had no independent koach. Sancheriv had no independent koach. He had the koach on one thing and one thing only. If Yirmiyahu would have a nevuah that there's going to be a Churban, that's what allowed a Churban. They just played a technical role of executing his nevuah. But the power that was given to Bavel or to Ashur had nothing to do with Bavel or Ashur or Rome. In this case, it's Bavel. Who gave Bavel power? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yirmiyahu, you give them power, and you will, if you give them the power to build, they'll build. You give them power to destroy, they'll destroy. To them, to the Jewish people, to everyone. Now, and he got that power because he was the representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying something very straight. There'll be Churban because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there's going to be Churban. And I will send you to say it, and I will tell you what to say, and what you say is what is the only thing that's going to determine whether it's Churban or not. Vayomer Hashem Eli, Mitzafon Tipot Sacharo, it's going to come from the north. Now, what does that mean? Bavel came from the north. The technical thing, anyone who studied the history of Yerushalayim knows that any enemy that ever broke through to Yerushalayim came through the area of Shar Shechem. That's the north. That's the north. But it means the nations of the north coming south. Hineni korel chomishpros ma'amlochos tzafona. I am inviting all the nations of the north to come and to destroy Yerushalayim. And you'll tell it to Klal Yisrael. And when you tell the truth hurts. And they'll try to shut you up because the truth hurts. Vani hineni nisaticha yom, I'll give you the strength to stand up. Who's going to fight against you? The Jews. Because people don't like to hear the truth. The truth that we don't run the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And if there's victory, we are not the ones who caused the victory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the victory. And that victory is because of our mitzvahs and our ma'asim tovim. Tzahal may think they win the wars. Yirmiyahu says they don't win the wars. Kadosh Baruch Hu declares victory. Kadosh Baruch Hu declares defeat. Tzahal may think they take Bochum out of yeshivas, they'll win more wars. Yirmiyahu says you win less wars. Now, one may have thought that is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates Klal Yisrael. And immediately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayidvar Hashem Elai Lemo. Immediately afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Holoch v'karos v'osna Yerushalayim Lemo. Ko'omar Hashem. Zochati lo chesed yurai, ch'avas k'losai, ch'lechtech achra v'amid bo b'yaretz lo zavua. I'll destroy you, but I'll save you. I'll destroy you, and in the time of destruction, I will plant the seeds of rebirth. Kadosh Baruch Hu destroys not out of hatred, out of love. We may not always understand it. Pasuk says, Ki kasher yasev yishes beno, kein Hashem elokecha miyasreko. What does that mean? That means if a child wants to do something and his parent punishes him, the child may think the parent hates the child. That's a childish way of thinking about it. The parent is trying to teach the child for his child's benefit. So any punishment that Klal Yisrael suffers, the Pasuk says, Ki kasher yadata im lavavecha, and the Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol counsels and Mitzvos HaSeh. The Sefer Mitzvos HaGadol, the Smag, one of the greatest of the Baalei HaTosfos, Chaver, the Maharam Rutenberg, of the Rashba. Rabbeinu Yonah, excuse me, not the Rashba, Rabbeinu Yonah. Says there's a mitzvah saseh is when a disaster happens to Klal Yisrael, you have to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to teach me a lesson. Nothing happens by accident in this world. This world is a very, just like the physical universe, is a very delicately coordinated thing with everything balancing with perfect balance. It's an incredibly coordinated system. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world of way of running the history of the world. It's very precise and very coordinated. And it stems out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us to preserve us so that we don't destroy ourselves. The Gemara says, when it's talking about what was the Aveira for which Klal Yisrael was supposed to be killed at times of Mordechai. So it has an interesting phrase. When it describes Klal Yisrael, that when they act bad in a bad way to destroy themselves, Soneim Shel Yisrael. And Rashi says, who are these Soneim Shel Yisrael? The Jewish people. When they mess up their lives. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us great gifts. He wants us to do something with those gifts. And we don't do something with those gifts, and we do the opposite with those gifts. He says, I give up. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a land, gave us a Beis HaMikdash, gave us an opportunity to serve him in tranquility. And we use those gifts against him. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I take those gifts away. But I'll make sure that when I destroy it, I'll do it in a way that will enable you to rebuild yourself. And every Chorban had within it the roots and seeds of rebirth. For whatever reason, times of Crusades, there was a tremendous Chorban. Times of Crusades also sent the first group of Rishonim here to Eretz Yisrael. The destruction in Spain, 1492. The Churban Gadol to the Spanish community. But the rebirth of Eretz Yisrael in the 16th century that produced the flowering of Eretz Yisrael in Tzfas, for the Beis Yosef, the Ariya Kodesh, and that entire Gedolei Yisrael who revolutionized Klal Yisrael came from the Golas Sfarad. We don't understand exactly how Kadosh Baruch Hu works. We have no real understanding. But in the midst of every Churban, it comes out of love, the siege of destruction. And when the Gemara says that on the day of Churban, Mashiach is born. It means when there's a Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to build themselves up in a terrific way. Doesn't mean they're going to do it. So Churban, first we have to understand what it is we lost. It's not that we lost political independence. Political independence is not important. It's not that we lost, quote, the idea of a Jewish people in a Jewish land. It's not important. That doesn't mean anything. Vayitin lemaretz es goyim v'yam le'umim yiroshim. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Eretz? That he gave us a place that is set up for us, if we use it properly, most ideal place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and come close to him. And when we move up that ladder and come closer and closer to him, then is the Beis HaMikdash. And then we can get even higher. And that's the whole thing. And we lost that. It's an incredible medrash. In the beginning of Eichel, it says, Yirmiyahu was sitting next to the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash and crying. And the Roman philosopher passed by and looked at Yirmiyahu and says, you're such a smart man. You taught me such wisdom. How is it that you're crying about eitz and vavonim, sticks and stones? And Yirmiyahu looked at him and says, you didn't get it. Where did I get all that wisdom from? From those sticks and stones. And now, I don't have that wisdom anymore. What is Yirmiyahu saying? Yirmiyahu is saying, the closer you are to Shechina, the deeper havana you have of Torah, and the greater wisdom you have about everything, even to share with the greatest philosophers of the time, as the Shechina departs, our Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lessened, and Havanas HaTorah is lessened even more. And Havanas HaTorah goes down, Havanah of the world goes down. We have, before we can be Mesabel, we have to understand what it is that we lost. We have to feel it. Realize how disastrous the loss was, and then feel something else. And then feel. So what are we going to do on an individual level, on a group level, on a national level, to get back up there the way we should be? There is, it's interesting, exactly at the time, there's no accidents in this world. Kol rotfeh hisigua bein ha-metzarim. There's certain times that are set up for Peronius. The times that are set up for Peronius repeat themselves. Tisha B'av, Shavuot B'Tammuz, the 3 weeks, the 9 days. Says, Mama, you are the Peronius. And if you look at Jewish history, throughout, Tisha B'av is day of absolute disaster. Throughout history. Whether it's Tisha B'av, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'av in 1492, Tisha B'av in 1914, Tisha B'av, if you look what happened in the Tisha B'avs during the Second World War, you'll say, Tisha B'av is Mama Yula Promise. The 3 weeks, Kol Rotfeho Hisiguha Bein HaMetzar. And it is a time of deep and serious Cheshbon HaNefesh. Understand what you lost. Understand. During Sphere, I said, why is it that we're Mesabel Sphere? It's a very big tragedy. Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died. Okay, it was 1,800 years ago, a little less. I don't know. Do you understand why they died? Do you understand what happened when Klal Yisrael was being rebuilt? And then all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, after the Chorban, 65 years later, 65 years, the yeshivas are full. Everything is full. I don't care. I don't care. If you have 12,000 chavrusas that can't be mechabed one another, I don't care. Gone. Vayolam shomen. An shebo etzel rabosenu shebedarim. They came, and Rabbi Kiva, what's he supposed to do now? The biggest marbitz Torah in the history of Klal Yisrael. 24,000 talmidim gone. He found 5 Talmidim who knew how to behave properly. And from that he rebuilt. Things are, in each generation, there's Chorban, there's rebuilding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to rebuild, and he either likes the way we rebuild, or there's Chorban again, until we're going to rebuild properly. Why did Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, begin with Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah didn't land the Gilei Raos and Shvichos Damim. We had to be like all the Goyim. The Goyim worship Baal, we have to worship Baal. It's all culture, it's all ideology, it's all way of thinking. It's one reason. It's another reason. They worship Avodah Zarah. The Torah is a rough system. Torah says, you want rain, you're a Ruah Malkos, you got to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. But if we learned how to manipulate nature, we can get the rain without Torah and Mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't understand. That's not the way it works. But that's the idea behind Nevuah Zohar, to manipulate nature. So you control the world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no control without. And once they began worshiping Avodah Zarah, there's another reason. Torah is a rough system. It tells you you can't have all everything you want. You can't have all the arayas you want. By the time they're finished, society collapsed. Avodah Zarah, the arayas shvichos domen. Second base of Mikdash is even rougher. That's our goal is today, of Sinas Chinam. Take a look at the Netziv in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. He says a very strange question. Gemara says, at the time of Churban Beis Hamikdash, everyone Talmid Chachamim. So why was the Churban? Sin is Chinam. Netziv asks a question. Good. Sin is Chinam. But I ask you, he says, there was such a big Talmid Chachamim. Why was the Sin is Chinam? He says, all the Sin is Chinam was Lashem Shemayim. This one, there was this group of people said, this is the right way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This group of people said, this is the right way of serving. And each one had, and each one was knocking the other. They couldn't see the value in every other way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give up. So we stop, and we think about what's supposed to happen in these 3 weeks. Yirmiyahu controlled Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar didn't understand that. He thought he ran the real world. And if Yirmiyahu controlled Nebuchadnezzar and said, there will be destruction and churban, the Navi says it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to Klal Yisrael. Because otherwise he just would have said, finished. But Zochati lo chesed yurayich avas kulosayich, I'm going to destroy and rebuild. Lahavid ulaharos. Lintoa, livnos ulintoa. I will destroy and I will rebuild. I will destroy and I will plant. Why? Because he loves us. Now, people don't like to hear it. And when Yirmiyahu came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they're going to hate you. They're going to try to kill you for this. That's it. But it's the truth. And each of us has to take all these lessons. Look at ourselves on an individual level. Look at ourselves as part of the klal. And make sure that the step towards rebirth is by building ourselves in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build ourselves. So that we'll deserve that the destruction should, in the end, produce a geulah.